Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner, the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners.
Get ready
to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today.
Let's get started.
Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Florida rejects Joe Biden's attempt to rewrite Title IX. We will not comply, and we will fight back. We are not going to let Joe Biden try to inject men into women's activities. We are not going to let Joe Biden undermine the rights of parents, and we are not going to let Joe Biden abuse his constitutional authority to try to impose these policies on us here in Florida. We stand with opportunities. We are not going to let Biden get away with it. We will not comply.
All right, welcome back on this Friday. Thank God it's the end of the week. I'm sure most of you are just about done and worn out, unless you're some of those poor people that actually unfortunately have to either work on the weekend or, because this economy is in the crapper, have to work two jobs and you never ever get a day off. And lately, that's how my life does feel. Joe Biden is trying to change Title IX, and he's trying to make it a federal law that boys who identify as girls can compete in girl sports. He is certainly overstepping his boundary. He is not allowed to do that. The states have the right to do that. And fortunately, my governor is not going to tolerate it. And he took a stand against that long before. And it looks like he is going to continue to support his stance on that as he should. Let me say, I don't know what's going on. I'm certainly not somebody that likes to pat myself on the back or toot my own horn here, and I don't believe that I am some type of a mega star here doing these podcasts, but I have been getting a lot of emails saying that whether my episodes will not play on Apple or other platforms, and they can only find them in certain places. Other people alert me to, hey, you know, is everything okay? I didn't see your episode today. Yesterday was one of those moments where I got two or three different emails saying, you know, just checking in to make sure you're okay. I don't see your episode anywhere, and went in there and it was live at 3 a.m. as it usually is. All my stuff usually goes live at 3 a.m. Eastern time. It was live as far as my hosting platform goes. When I started trying to look up on other platforms, I did not find it. I have been having a lot of problems lately where they're not putting the information. I have blipped it myself. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that it's all on anybody else. There have been some times where I've messed up. But for the most part, or the last few times that everything has been messed up, and then this ongoing issue that people are having finding the podcast, and Apple's, it seems to be the main culprit of this. It's not there, or it's not available for whatever reason. So yesterday was one of those days where I checked into it. They were sending me the messages. I was live everywhere. I refreshed all my RSS feed numbers to make sure everything was okay. It looked like it finally popped up, at least when I saw it, somewhere around 11 o'clock in the morning, something around there. So if you missed yesterday's episode, you might want to go back and check it out. That was all about Biden trying to impose his powers on climate change. And that's still moving forward, and I'll just, I mean, I talked about it mainly yesterday, but he's killing families. He's killing jobs in the name of environments. He's killing hardworking Americans, just for all of this globalist virtue signaling that he's doing. It's really upsetting to see. He's betraying the American people, and he is, certainly doesn't care anything for any, because I guarantee you there are Democrats that work in coal mines. It's not like conservatives are the only people working in coal mines. I guarantee you there are some hardworking Democrats that work in the energy sector in some way or another. And because of his stupid policies that he's trying to impose on people, he is hurting people's lifestyles and livelihoods. And Anyways, I talked yesterday about my views on where I think all of that is going. So if you missed it yesterday, you may want to check it out. In Joe Biden's economy, Donald Trump is going to play, well, you know what? Rather than me tell you, I think it would be better to hear it from Donald Trump himself. Here that is. Donald Trump giving you his thoughts. He was coming out of the courthouse. What I want to point out there before anybody says anything that Donald Trump's losing his mind because it seemed like he repeated everything that he said at first. It's really difficult to hear what the reporter is asking him unless you you put it really close to your ear and you have the original recording of it. They're asking him questions that he cannot answer because of the gag order, which is why he just decided to take another shot at Joe Biden and just go that route and state his case. So it's not that he was having some type of memory blip or anything. So before the left media or anybody else says, hey, look, Donald Trump's mentally wearing down, like he just repeated himself saying the polls just came out. Okay, he did that because he cannot, by law, by that foolish gag order that was put on him, he cannot say anything. So let's just start there. Interesting that he says that about New York. Why do I say that's interesting that he says that about New York is because I'm going to link that to an article that I ended up reading in Breitbart News, which makes you wonder about New York. I mean, New York City, I would generally say, you know, there's no way that a Republican wins New York City. It has been done in the past and everybody has their breaking point, but it's difficult to win in New York. But there's a poll released by Kid Hungry in New York on Tuesday that found that nearly half, 47% of respondents are having a much harder time affording food. A significant chunk of people altered their shopping habits due to the price of inflation, with 51% going to a less convenient store because it was cheaper and 26% spending more than 30 minutes searching for coupons and discounts to be able to afford to eat. This is where we're at here. A lot of the people that took this survey said that their way of cutting costs is to purchase less protein or none at all to be able to afford groceries. And just under half say that they bought less or no fresh produce. So they're eating more processed bullcrap, which is bad for you, but it ends up working out to be cheaper than buying meat. And I don't know the cost of things up there. You know, I know that I was up there many years ago, and I was shocked what it cost me to buy a 24-pack of water. And I probably told this story at some point before. But just for any new listeners, and or maybe if you forgot, because I mean, it's not like it's a real memorable story, but when I was up there, you know, down here in the state of Florida, prior to Joe Biden, a 24 case of Nestle water was $3.50 at Walmart. And it wasn't even a 24 case. I think it was a 30 pack. So it was $3.50. When I went up there to get a case of water to put in the little apartment that we were staying in, because we were there for a wedding, it was $9. I know that sounds like, oh, Joe, it's only $9. Well, listen, if I'm used to paying a third of that price, I was a little shocked to see the $9 price tag. I doubt things have improved much, so I have no idea, this is where I'm going with this, what it must cost for steak or chicken or pork or anything of that nature. Fresh fruits and vegetables, I'm assuming that there's a higher cost to them up there, and this is just me assuming. I don't know for a fact, but I'm going to assume because where are they growing it at? Everything's got to be imported in. So there's going to be charges associated with importing it into there. That would be my guess at that. So that makes it harder or more costly for them to purchase those items. And that's horrible. I mean, those are two essential items that you need, especially to be healthy. You know, some of the easiest ways to eat a lot of food and be healthy is to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, especially vegetables. You know, your biggest portion on your plate should be vegetables. And then you have your meat and your protein with it, and you could do a smaller portion of that because it sustains you longer. But you could really chow down on the vegetables because most of them have really almost zero calories in most cases and don't impact your body, but in a positive way. So generally, if we're talking about eating healthy, those are two pretty main staples that you should have. Well, people in New York are opting for, I don't know, bags of chips or pre-cooked dinners or processed bull crap rather than do that, and that's a shame to hear. So the point of attaching that to what Trump was saying, does Trump actually have a shot in New York? My answer is, I don't know. I don't know. A tough city to win, especially for a Republican, especially for Trump. But I mean, even though he's from the area, you would think that he would have a little bit more love there. But if 85% of people in total are fed up in New York City with the cost of food, and they're fed up with crime, and they're fed up with everything else, this may be that off year that New York truly is in play. And there is a possibility of him winning. If not him directly, maybe they have a bigger change on the local level. Maybe they do a lot better in their local races, which will help them, you know, in their localities better. So I'm not 100% sure. I think that President Trump's doing the right thing anyways, because I don't think you should leave anything on the table. I think you should go to every state, no matter how bad you think you may or may not lose. You want to get out there and spend at least a little bit of time talking to the American people out there, because you could change their minds, and in turn, they could change other people's minds, and you just never know what happens in the end. And I think that would be a smart move for him, and he's not a stupid guy. So we'll wait and see on that. I wanted to play this one clip for you. There's two more things I wanted to get into. I'm going to start with this one because it's going to go fast. As far as the protests that have been going on, yeah, we did that episode, and I was telling you how stupid these kids are and all that, and they don't even dig any further into it. Then I got this audio clip that I have to say just proved my point 100%, so I wanted to make sure that you heard it.
Goal with tonight's protest?
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stops. I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
About what?
About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free!
I wish I was more educated.
Okay. I'm sorry, it started playing again. In case you missed it, do you know why we're protesting? I don't know. I wish I was more educated. It's too bad. I should be on TV. My face must just look ridiculous right now. I don't have a mirror in front of me, but what are you protesting for then? What are you doing out there? How stupid can you be? You're out there. Some of you are getting put in jail, and you're going to have records now, which is going to make it even more difficult for you to get jobs in the future. You're destroying your future. For what? You don't even know what you're destroying it for. How stupid can you kids be? And you guys are supposed to be the college-educated kids that are supposed to run the world. Jesus, we're in trouble. God, I just, it's amazing how dumb some people are. I'm not going to go do something like that until I have a 100% full understanding of it. And not only just an understanding of it, but an understanding of the consequences of me and what I may have to face afterwards if I go do that. And if I get arrested or if something erupts and breaks out, I want to know exactly what I'm walking into. These kids don't even think about nothing. Do you know why we're here? Do you even know what NYU is doing? I don't know. Why are we protesting? I don't know. I wish I was more educated. Wow. And you know what? Me and you, the people that didn't go to college, I mean, I did a little bit of college. It wasn't for me. I didn't have the time. It's fine. Us, the uneducated people, because that's the way they would look at us, they think we're the stupid ones. I know everybody listening to me, I wouldn't show up to that. You'd have to prove to me, and I'd have to understand and know why, and I'd have to talk to people ahead of time before I went out there with a gang of idiots like that. I mean, I would really have to buy into it and think that, no, I found all the evidence and the truth, and this is the right way, and this is the way that I'm going. That's what it would have to be for me to attend something like that. The reason that I have never attended something like that is because no one has ever shown me enough proof, and I've never cared enough about something as stupid as that to go out there and do something like that. My God, even President Trump, I knew to stay away from Washington. January 6th, I didn't want to be nowhere near Washington, but I knew better than that. The toxicity, the possibility of something happening and the Democrats using it as they did and turning it around and bending it and warping it to fit their agenda as they did, I knew that the possibility of that was extremely high. I heard Glenn Beck, because I listened to him frequently, and many other people telling people, you know, if I was you, stay away from there. They're baiting you. They're trying to. That's the same way I felt about it. They're baiting you. They're trying to get you over there. That's why I stay away from places like that. I already know the game that's being played. You're not going to win with these people. You're going to lose. They have the entire media on their side to turn things on you. And it's real easy. Look at all the examples we have in the past. Oh, God, his name slips my mind right now. I was just about to throw his name out there. The young kid wearing the MAGA hat with the whole Native American guy beating a drum in his face. Look at how they turned on him. I mean, there are so many examples of the media bending and warping and twisting and turning the story and making you look really bad. And thank God there were other people there filming. And nowadays it's harder to get away with that because you have so many people with cameras. But they were filming to prove that it wasn't the way that the media says it is, and then the media gets sued. But the point is, they have the capability to do it. The other one I wanted to get into, because I think this is the most dangerous thing that I've seen yet. I am not a fan of AI. You know me. I'm not a fan of AI. Baltimore County School, they're investigating a principal at the high school for allegedly derogatory remarks about students and staff. The voice is believed to be the principal, but can be heard in there ranting about black students and Jewish families. There is an ongoing investigation into this. It appears that it's AI. It appears what's happening here is an AI deal. So we're going to play it. I'm going to play it so you can hear it. But like I said, again, it is what they're saying is this was created by somebody else that does not like the principal, and this is actually AI generated. So here that is so you can hear it.
You know, I seriously don't understand why I have to constantly put up with these dumbasses here every day. Between these ungrateful black kids who can't test their way out of a paper bag, or these teachers who don't get it, how hard is it to get these students to meet their grade level expectations? Lawrence and Ravenel should have never been hired. And don't let me get started on DJ. I'm going to drag his black ass out of here one way or another. I'm going to get something to stick. I'm just so sick of the inadequacies of these people. And if I have to get one more complaint from one more Jew in this community, I'm going to join the other side.
That's supposedly AI generated. It is, this story is unfolding as we speak. The Baltimore PD and everybody is investigating right now and trying to find out. In a statement released by the principal, says hate, discrimination, prejudice have no place in our community, especially in our schools. The statements that are being circulated are abhorrent, and my administration is providing full support to the BCPS as they conduct their conduct. Why did it write it twice? As they conduct a thorough investigation. I don't know why I wrote that down twice. Following the conclusion of this investigation, I know swift action will be taken to hold those involved accountable. Principal's claiming he didn't do it. They're claiming it's AI generated. That's where we're at here. And they're trying to verify who did it and verify everything on it. However, this isn't the first time that I've heard an AI generated audio by somebody famous. You know, for example, Obama. I've heard one from Obama. I've heard one from Biden. The reason Biden's are less believable is because the AI generates the generated voice sounds like Biden. However, it's way too coherent. I know that sounds kind of silly, but it is. There's not enough pausing and there's not enough of that in there. If there was more of that, it would be even more believable. The point is, why I think AI is so dangerous is we already have a hard enough time finding out the truth right now. I can only imagine what it's going to be like in the future as this technology evolves and gets better and better. You could release any statement from anybody about anything, and we're going to have these constant investigations, and we're not going to know what's true from fake. We're not going to know who actually said what and who didn't. They're getting that good. I personally think AI is something that the pause button should be hit. No, the brakes should be slammed and then bring out the sledgehammers and start smashing it, because I think AI is going to be the destruction of mankind. I mean, that's how serious I am about it. And it's not that it's going to turn into some T2 robot and they're going to come and get, it's going to cause such chaos between us and other countries and internally and everything else. It's going to destroy all of us. I think AI is probably the stupidest idea that we have ever had. And the fact that all of these supposed, and now here, all the people that graduated from all these indoctrination camps, the supposed smart people that are making all of this, even though they think they have the best intentions, they are failing to realize how easy it's going to be for people to manipulate these systems and use them for personal gain or use them to create chaos. I think AI, the pause button, again, I think the pause button or the brakes need to be hit, and I think AI needs to be smashed with a sword.
And that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner. Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.